Maybe we become bitter. Well, there are a whole lot of people for a long, long time who've lived a life very similar to ours, who tried to do the will of the Lord. And that's what Hebrews 11 chronicles. And then the point of chapter 12 is ultimately we have Christ as our example. When we become depressed and discouraged, when we want to give up, he says to fix your eyes on Christ who's set at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, are you doing that? Christians, they have perspective. They have perspective. They're supposed to have perspective, unlike anyone else in the world. Those who are not looking to Christ to fix them, they're not looking to Christ for direction and guidance. Well, sure, they're going to give in to discouragement. They're going to become bitter. They're going to be the pessimists of the world. That's not how Christians are supposed to go through life. They're supposed to go through life looking toward Christ and trying to help others fix their eyes on Him as well as they have. Christ is to be our life. Is Christ your life? Well, He is on Sundays. Is He your life? We talk about those that we love. We talk about our spouses or our children, that they are our life. If you want to glory in the appearing of Christ when He returns, as is indicated in the fourth verse, then Christ has to be your life before He gets here. And for Christians, our lives are to be consumed with Him and with His work. Christians know who they are and where they're going. Secondly, Christians, those who have been raised with Christ, those who are seeking perfection in Christ, wholeness, know how to behave themselves. They know how to behave themselves. Look at verse 4. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh to the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye've put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. He says there is a sinful way of living that is to die. It is dead because we have been buried with Christ in baptism. Our sins are buried with Him as He was buried after He was crucified. And just as He was raised to walk in newness of life, so are we. And sin is supposed to be put away from us. Mortify. Don't misunderstand me. The Lord certainly has a role in forgiveness, in remission of sins. But so do we. This instruction of verse 5 is directed to Christians. Mortify. That we need to put certain things, certain qualities, certain desires to death. Fornication or in uncleanness, impurity. Yeah, there's a lot of fornication that goes on in the world. Sadly, there's a lot of fornication that goes on in the church. As sad and tragic as it is, it's a reality that needs to be confronted. Why is it? Why is it that Christians struggle with so much immorality as they often do? When I was growing up listening to Lewis preach, he used to talk about when he was a kid how there were some things that he seldom ever heard about. You didn't hear about people divorcing. You didn't hear about Christians divorcing. You didn't hear about adultery and fornication going on among members of the church. Things have changed, though. Things have changed a lot. Let me tell you something. There is hardly a month go by that I am not told of someone that I know or that my wife knows who's getting divorced. Both in and out of the church, there's something wrong with us, brethren. What's wrong with us? our desires are all wrong. Our desires are wrong. Look at verse 5. He talks about inordinate affection, evil concupiscence. I know, I don't use that word, only when I read from Colossians 3 and verse 5. It's desire, evil desire, evil passions, covetousness. All of those things have their own definition in terms, but they all describe desire. In one way or another, it all describes desire. And when our desires, as those who've been raised in Christ, are not right, we're going to have problems. We're going to become broken. Our lives will be a mess, inside out and backwards. And isn't that what we were trying to avoid, trying to fix in coming to Christ? Yes, there is a new, more responsible way that we're to live. The Apostle Peter, he makes the point to the Gentiles who had become Christians that, you know, haven't we spent enough time of our life living in sin? He says, the time of our life may have sufficed to have lived like the Gentiles. And again, that's not quite wording that we use. Haven't you spent enough time living in sin? Or do you need a little more time? And so often we need a little more time. So we think, no, those things have got to be put to death. And it is our responsibility to do those things. That is my work. My individual, personal work, I have to do. No one else can do it for me. And I understand that being raised with Christ can be challenging and difficult for us at times. But that's no excuse for us to give in to the challenges of it. He says that we're to